Disregard the perfect family myth. Folks, many times, well, you know the old saying, you never know what happens behind closed doors. At least that's an old saying in me. That's something my dad taught, you know, grew me up with. You never know what, the family may look perfect on the outside, but you never know what happens behind closed doors. So that is a myth. Every family has their quirks and things like that. Some are worse than others. So disregard the perfect family myth. Encourage married couples and friends of the opposite sex to visit. Now think about that. Let's say you're a mom, single mom, who has a boy or boys. Well, you need to invite like a married couple that has a guy that you're comfortable with wrestling around with your boys. Boys live for house roughing it. You know what I'm saying? Rough housing, I guess is what it's called. Right? Sometimes our camper's rocking back and forth because the boys are fighting with me on the sofa. And I keep telling them this camper sofa is not made for all three of it, four of us to be on here wrestling, right? Afraid we're going to need a carpenter to come over and redo that sofa. But anyway, boys love to wrestle. And the same way, if you're a dad that has girls, invite a married couple over or someone that you trust that is a female, right? Folks, I mean, I know this is a big issue right now, but God created us male and female. And there's a reason. In a family, we need both perspectives. Although sometimes it makes it so hard for a husband and wife to get along because we're different, both of those perspectives are needed in a family. You hear that? So we have to create as single parents. We have to create the opposite sex. You know, if I'm a dad, I need to get women in my household if I have girls. And boys, but especially with girls. Does that make sense? All right. Design a chore list. Dun, 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 dun. Whenever you're a single parent, every person who lives in that house, I think personally, even whenever you have a husband and wife, boys. But anyway, especially as a single parent, everyone who lives under that roof has to have responsibility to do things in your house. It is not dependent upon the parent to do all that. Encourage your children to develop their spiritual gifts. Encourage your children to develop their spiritual gifts. Attend worship and church functions as a family. Why is that? Look at all the support group that not only you as a parent have, but your kids have. I mean, look around right now. Everybody, look around. Look at this support group. Right? And remember a couple weeks ago, or was it last week, we talked about how the church covenanted with not only parents, but with God to be that support group. So I call the church to be that. Don't be afraid to say no. And have fun together. Have fun together. All right, blended families. Anybody know the Brady Bunch theme? Come on now. There it is. Yes. Well, you know, some things are more difficult in a blended family and some things are easier in a blended family from the single parent families. First, we need to accept your step family as God's call on call to a new life. If you look in Genesis, whenever God calls Abram, and later he changes his name to Abraham, right? God kept calling Abraham to newness during his life, and his identity changed over time, over the course of his walk with God. People call that the Abraham principle in this situation of blended families. Think about the Abraham principle. Consider the step family as God's call to a new life. Retain as much of the old as is reasonable and mutually desirable. Think about it. Think of all the traditions that you may just think are day-to-day living, but your kids depend on. And if you change everything all at once, that's just going to really make them be unstable, isn't it? So keep those traditions. Look on the new as an adventure and growth. Look on the new as an adventure and growth. You know, anybody ever driven through Kansas? Or Nebraska? Now, if you're from Kansas or Nebraska, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of nothing out there. except the Flint Hills in Kansas. I'll give you the Flint Hills. But anyway, my mom grew up in Kansas, so I feel like I can say that. But anyway, mom and dad, of course, they were science teachers, but they could drive us through Kansas and Nebraska and still find something exciting as we're driving through there about geography or geology or something, right? Am I lying, Jamie? No, you're not. So, but anyway, that's kind of what this is saying, is look on the new as an adventure for growth. Understand why family members may initially resist change. Now think about it, folks. All of us resist change. What is that saying? We resist change until the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same, right? Right? We all resist change unless it hurts worse to stay the same than it does to change. Can I get an amen there? Come on, who's being honest today? All right, here we go. All right, so, you know, people are just going to resist change. It's a muddled up time in kids' life anyway. Take steps to minimize confusion and strain. A lot of this material talks about maintaining and protecting your identity. Maintaining and protecting your identity, not only as a family, but also as an individual, a parent.